You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Today is Tuesday, April 30th. We're talking about international action that could put Israel's prime minister on the same level as leaders of Russia and Sudan, despite America's objections. Also, a controversial Title IX change meant to protect transgender students in schools is facing major pushback. We'll tell you why several states are suing over it. Plus, new rules expected to reshape how medical testing is done in the U.S., what will soon be required in all new cars in the name of safety. And how Taylor Swift is dominating the music charts again. Those stories and more news to know next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The most serious international legal action taken against Israel since the war in Gaza broke out last fall is expected to happen as soon as this week. The International Criminal Court is expected to issue arrest warrants for top Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Though in order for an official to actually be arrested, they would need to travel to one of the countries that recognizes the authority of the ICC. Already, Israel has faced accusations from United Nations bodies, foreign officials, and human rights groups who say it has violated international law during its military campaign against Hamas. But Israel says it's just defending itself against a terror group that seeks to wipe out its people. And the U.S. does not support the ICC charges. American officials have reportedly reached out to the court, worried upcoming decisions could harm a potential ceasefire deal that's been up for debate. For now, the ICC hasn't confirmed specifics about charges. But some ICC prosecutors have said they're not just working to hold Israel responsible, but Hamas too. So, to be continued. More protesters are facing punishment for polarizing demonstrations on university campuses. This week, Columbia University started suspending students who have been camping out on campus. Meanwhile, at the University of Texas, there was a confrontation between protesters and police that ended with dozens of arrests for trespassing and disorderly conduct. Now, around the country, about 1,000 protesters have been arrested on at least 20 college campuses as the final days of class wrap up. Most of the protesters are rallying against Israel and their school's financial ties with Israel because of the devastating toll Israel's war against the terror group Hamas has taken in Gaza. Though there are some counter-protesters, too, who say the recent demonstrations have embraced anti-Semitism. And at Columbia yesterday, some counter-protesters held signs reading, "Where are the anti-Hamas chants?" University leaders say they worry about Jewish students who are being harassed. They also say encampments are a distraction that interfere with teaching and preparing for final exams. Still, administrators have said they respect students' right to free speech. Many schools like USC and Northwestern University have been meeting with protest organizers, hoping to reach some sort of consensus. More meetings are scheduled for today. Elsewhere, tense standoffs continue. There's a big new legal challenge to the updated version of Title IX. Remember, we told you last week about the updated federal rules meant to help protect LGBTQ students in schools. For example, the U.S. Education Department banned blanket policies that keep transgender students from bathrooms aligning with their gender identity. Says schools will have to make sure students are referred to by their preferred pronouns and more. Otherwise, schools are at risk of losing federal funding. This regulation does not address sports specifically, but some have questioned whether it would apply there too. Well, now several Republican-led states are challenging the rules. Republican officials argue the policies will hurt women and girls, go against free speech rights, and create burdens since they're in conflict with state laws adopted in recent years. So attorneys general in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, and Idaho have filed suit, along with many conservative groups. Tennessee and Indiana say they're also part of a multi-state lawsuit that's set to be filed today. And a handful of states have told their local school districts not to change their policies to comply with the new federal rules for now. Of course, the U.S. Education Department says it plans to defend the changes and says it looks forward to working with schools around the country to make sure no student is discriminated against. The regulations are set to take effect in August. The federal government is cracking down to make sure medical tests are safe, accurate, and reliable. The FDA finalized a new plan to regulate lab tests, including some used to diagnose cancer and Alzheimer's disease. With that, many tests will have to go through pre-market review from the FDA and follow other requirements. Federal officials say the change is needed since lab tests influence nearly two-thirds of medical decisions, including high-stakes ones like choosing treatments or deciding whether to delay care. And health groups welcomed the announcement. But critics worry more regulation is impractical, that it will slow down the development of new tests and make healthcare more costly. For now, the FDA is planning to gradually phase in the oversight over the next few years. Tens of thousands of tests currently on the market will be grandfathered into approval, so they will not actually have to undergo federal review. Though all tests, old and new, will have to register with the FDA and report any problems or errors starting in about 2 months. Britain's King Charles is expected to resume his public duties today for the first time since being diagnosed with cancer. Buckingham Palace says doctors are happy with the king's response to treatment, so he's able to make a gradual return to the limelight. It will start today with a visit to a cancer treatment center to show support for staff, patients, and ongoing research. Then King Charles has larger events coming up this summer, like the Trooping the Colour military parade, commemorations to mark the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings, and a state visit from the Emperor and Empress of Japan. All the while, the king will continue his recovery. And for now, there's no announced date for when he'll be given the all clear. More news is still coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor, OneSkin. If you're like me, you are tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, or even just asking yourself, wait, do I really need to have some time-consuming process to have healthy skin? This is why I'm so excited to tell you about OneSkin. Their products make it easy and effective to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine or time-consuming protocol. Instead, each morning and night that I do this easy skincare routine, it feels like a mini dose of self-care that I can actually commit to. I've been using their products for a while now, and I can really tell the difference in my skin. So I will be buying this again, even if they don't keep sponsoring the show. But don't just take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. So get started today with 15% off using the code NEWSWORTHY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code NEWSWORTHY. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, so please be sure to support our show and tell them we sent you. Okay, now back to the news. The powerful Group of Seven economies have apparently reached a climate breakthrough. Officials from Italy and the UK say all members of the G7, the US, UK, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan, have reached a deal to shut down their coal-fired plants by the year 2035 at the latest. That's an especially big deal since the G7's decisions often trickle down to influence the wider G20, which includes even more big polluters like China and India. Coal is the most climate-polluting fossil fuel, but putting an end date on it has been highly controversial at past climate talks. So far, the U.S. has not commented, but just last week, the Biden administration announced new rules that say coal-fired plants have to either capture nearly all of their climate pollution or shut down by 2039. Now, this agreement could speed that timeline up. That said, former President Trump has promised that if he's reelected, he will reverse the Biden administration's climate commitments. Still, even more climate announcements are expected when the G7 meeting wraps up today. Pretty soon, all new cars will have to have automatic emergency brakes. That's the technology that can bring cars to a complete stop in order to avoid crashing into another car or hitting pedestrians. And now federal safety standards say all new cars and trucks have to be equipped with it by the end of the decade. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the rule is meant to cut down on pedestrian deaths and injuries that have been on the rise in recent years. Auto trade groups say they're still looking at the new rule, but they have pointed out about 90% of new vehicles already come with the automatic braking standard, voluntarily. The thing is, this new federal rule will make sure all systems meet specific performance requirements. Like, they'll have to be able to bring a vehicle to a complete stop, even if it's traveling up to 62 miles an hour. And they'll have to work in the dark. So the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says the systems will have to improve to meet those standards. Another streaming service has decided to charge its subscribers more money. Again, Peacock announced its hiking prices for the second time in 2 years. Both the ad and ad-free versions will now cost $2 more a month, This time, the hike is going into effect for new customers in July, right before the Summer Olympics that air on NBC's TV networks and Peacock. Then existing customers will see the increase in August. Besides the Olympics, Peacock features a lot of other live sports content like the NFL, WWE, Premier League Soccer, and more. And parent company Comcast is reportedly in talks to bid for NBA broadcast rights, too. Of course, Peacock isn't alone in raising prices. Already last year, Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and Apple TV Plus also announced price hikes or subscription plan changes. Well, here's something we've said many, many times over the last couple of years. Taylor Swift has made history. With her latest album, The Tortured Poets Department, Swift fills the top 14 spots on Billboard's Hot 100. She actually became the first artist to ever monopolize the whole top 10 with her last album, Midnights, and now this one is doing even better. The music company Luminate says it was actually the biggest streaming week for any album in history. But she's topping traditional album sales, too. In fact, this album accounts for the highest number of vinyl sales in modern history. Of course, it's just the latest of many Swift hits. The Tortured Poets Department is her 14th number one album on the Billboard charts, tying Jay-Z for the most chart toppers by a solo artist. Next up, Swift is due to revive her tour on May 9th. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, a quick break to talk about our sponsor, Boll & Branch. So you've probably heard all the different sleep hacks out there, but my best advice, just get the bedding you love. For me, my body just melts into bed, and I go right to sleep with my Boll & Branch sheets and duvet set. My husband and I agree that Boll & Branch has the best bedding we've tried, and we've tried a good amount. So no wonder we went back for more. After loving our first set of signature sheets from Boll & Branch, we got another set. Super soft, super breathable, just feels good on our skin. And we even followed it up with our duvet set, which looks amazing and is also so comfortable. We got the linen duvet set in the mist color. Both our sheets and duvet set have only gotten softer with each wash, too. And together, our entire bedroom has been upgraded in both look and feel. And get this, there's a 30-night worry-free guarantee with free shipping and returns on all U.S. orders. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use the promo code NEWSWORTHY at bollandbranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, BOLLAND branch.com, with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, what mineral can you add to water to make things float easier? You can play along with us in our weekly roundup email that comes out each Friday. As for last week's trivia question, the book The Da Vinci Code opens with a murder in which famous museum? The answer is the Louvre. The Louvre is actually the largest museum in the world. It displays roughly 35,000 works of art. Historians say the museum and its contents are worth at least $45.5 billion. And about 15,000 people visit the Louvre every day. But it's not the only famous Paris landmark featured in the Da Vinci Code. The success of the best-selling book actually inspired a lot of people to travel to Europe to see all the artwork and architecture for themselves. There are even Da Vinci-themed tours that take fans to the key scenes featured in both the book and movie adaptation. All right, thank you so much for listening and making us part of your daily routine. We'll be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.